This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hey, hey, welcome back. It's Joe Beamer with you. Some technical issues, if you couldn't tell, but it's great to be back with you here on 97.1 FM Talk. And we are joined by our legal analyst. He's also a partner with Harris Dow Fisher & Young, Brad Young. Brad, long time no talk. How you doing?
Joe, I'm doing great, sir. Great to talk to you.
Great to talk with you. And again, Brad, as so many things we have talked about has to do with now President-elect Donald Trump and his New York case that was supposed to get a conclusion today, but that is put on hold. Brad, what happened this afternoon?
Well, let me talk exactly what happened, and then I'll throw in my analysis of what occurred. Today was the deadline for Judge Mershon to reach a decision as to whether or not the case against Trump should be dismissed in light of the fact that he is now the president-elect. Instead of reaching a decision, Judge Mershon punted on this and essentially said, I'm going to give the parties another week or two to file briefs, and then we'll revisit this issue later in November. So that's really the only thing that actually happened today. But Joe, I think this is concerning to some degree because we can read between the lines as to what was going to happen. I mean, for example, if the whole issue here is to whether or not Trump should be his sentencing hearing, whether he should be sentenced to prison or released on his own recognizance, there would be no issue from Judge Mershon's perspective today, if he had already concluded that that Donald Trump was going to be released on his own recognizance. If that were the case, he could just have said, listen, the sentencing is I'm going to release him on his own recognizance, and then we will decide the issue of whether the case itself can move forward on appeal or whether a final decision can be made. The parties have weeks to do that. But he didn't do that, which means, at least in my mind, as I'm reading the tea leaves here, that he was intending to sentence Donald Trump for prison time for this atrocious case in the city of New York that holds virtually no legal merit, guaranteed to be reversed on appeal. But I believe that Judge Mershon was intending to sentence him to prison, which is why he had to punt a week or two in order to allow the parties to brief the issue.
So if Donald Trump had not been elected a week ago today, we could have seen him sentenced to how many days in prison do you think that would have been, Brad? I know it's purely hypothetical.
Well, at this point, he could have been sentenced to as much as 4 years in prison, which is ironic because some would see the presidency as being 4 years in prison. But jokes aside, he could have sentenced him to 4 years in prison. Now, here's the problem, the procedural problem. Until this sentencing issue gets resolved, an appeal cannot move forward because there's not technically a final award or a final judgment. So by kicking the can down the road a couple of weeks, instead of simply saying, let me rephrase it. If Judge Mershon today would have said, I'm releasing Donald Trump on his own recognizance, that's my sentencing, then boom, the appeal process could move forward. But by kicking the can down the road a couple of weeks, right now the sentencing issue isn't resolved. The appeal cannot move forward. So everything is just further delayed until the parties have an opportunity to file briefs with the court.
Now, that's the New York case. How does this all play out with his other federal cases now that he has been elected president for another term? Does that mean the people kind of acted as a jury, Brad?
Well, they really did. And here's exactly how that happens, Joe. And I think you already know this, but since the New York case is a state case, the federal government doesn't have jurisdiction. But the federal government, through and via Special Prosecutor Jack Smith, has been bringing the case in Florida and the case in Washington, D.C. Now, in those cases, Jack Smith has already signaled to the Department of Justice that he is going to be winding down his investigation with the intent to dismiss all charges. For the purpose of the Department of Justice has a standing rule against prosecuting any sitting president for any crime. So in light of that, everything's going to wind down, and the DC case and the Florida case will be dismissed. The Florida case is currently on appeal. I anticipate that appeal will be withdrawn, and both of those cases will be functionally moot by the end of the year.
Brett, as you said, the New York case is a state case, and you and I have talked about, you know, these cases, because I believe the New York one was the first one that, obviously, it was the first one to actually go to court. And Judge Merchant is moving this to next week. I mean, in theory, could he hold off sentencing until 2029?
Yes, in theory, he could. All right, that's one of the options. Now, if he were to exercise that option, then at this point, it would be like frozen in amber, like the mosquitoes in Jurassic Park. It would simply be frozen for a period of time while Donald Trump is president, and then could theoretically resume thereafter. However, there's and of course, we're in completely uncharted territory here, Joe. No, we've never faced this before. And if this were to happen, the Trump team could ask for a dismissal for a failure to prosecute. They could, in essence, say you can't prosecute Donald Trump because he's sitting president, and because you can't, you must dismiss. Frankly, the outcome that I would like to see is simply for Judge Merchant to issue a final order. And by doing that, then the appeals could move forward, because I've previously identified multiple layers of judicial error in this case against Trump. That even in New York, even in the state of New York, would be overturned. And we know that because even the Henry Weinstein case, or the Harvey Weinstein case, was overturned in part on appeal in New York for much the same grounds, but with what's called cumulative evidence, as was done in Trump's trial when it came to allowing Stormy Daniels to testify. So on that basis alone, I'm very confident that the appellate courts would overturn everything, even in the state of New York.
All right. So the good thing, Brad, I guess, for America is that these cases are all winding down, and we can get on with the second Trump term in about 2 months. Now, locally, or semi-locally, that over in Illinois, the federal judge...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Judge enjoins enforcement of Illinois assault ban. U.S. District Judge Stephen McGlynn says the law bans firearms covered by the Second Amendment and is not supported by historical precedent. For people like me who need breaking down of what that means, Brad, what can you tell us about this case?
Well, that's language that was initially used way back in 2008 by Justice Scalia in the now famous case of Heller versus D.C. And in that case, Justice Scalia said that the understanding of the Second Amendment means that it's not just for armies, it's not just for the National Guard, but it also encompasses a defense of a person, of an individual, and a defense of their home. And this defense includes pistols, includes all types of pistols or handheld weapons. But it didn't go so far as stating that the AR-style weapons were included in that. So that's back in Heller. So what Judge McGlynn here did was, I think he extrapolated very logically and stated that this ban, or the ban, is unconstitutional under Heller, because essentially these weapons are the exact same type of weapons. Now, the Illinois rhetoric has been that the weapons ban in Illinois is only for what's called, quote, weapons of war, unquote. But that's patently false. The weapons covered under the weapons ban are semi-automatic weapons, and weapons of war are fully automatic weapons, which have been illegal under federal law since 1986. So a semi-automatic weapon cannot be classified as a weapon of war. And conversely, Heller dealt with pistols, and pistols, semi-automatic pistols, are weapons of war. Every soldier carries a pistol. So if weapons of war, meaning pistols, pass constitutional muster under the Second Amendment, per the Supreme Court in Heller, then it would clearly apply to any semi-automatic weapons. So eventually, even though I think the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals will reverse Judge McGlynn's hold or stay on this because it's very liberal district, if this goes to the Supreme Court, I have no doubt that the Supreme Court would find the Illinois ban to be unconstitutional.
This sounds like the type of thing that will find its way to the Supreme Court, right?
It could, but then again, it may not, because there's currently a case already going to the Supreme Court in this term by the end of 2025 dealing with this exact same issue, but from a different state and a different district. So if the Supreme Court rules in a different case in 2025 that a state cannot ban semi-automatic weapons, then that will effectively apply to the current Illinois ban, again, making it moot and finding it to be unconstitutional.
Interesting. Brad, I want to go back federal real quick. We talked about Trump's legal problems personally, but when he gets to the White House, no doubt that there's going to be legal challenges to his plan for mass deportation. What kind of legal stalling can be done when it comes to something like this?
Well, you're going to find legal challenges mostly in blue states. The left and the mainstream media, now, of course, I'm being redundant, have been saying that the Republicans and the conservatives have been cherry picking judges in federal courts in Texas to get the decisions they want. Now we're going to see the left do that exact same tactic. So you'll see judges in states probably like Massachusetts, even. I know they're nowhere near the border, but they may say and hold that any deportation is invalid because of a misapplication of federal law and regulations. That would put a hold on things. It would require a lot of appeals. And I foresee any attempt at deportation to make at least one, if not more than one, trips to the Supreme Court, because these cases will primarily be brought in liberal districts, which means even a court of appeals could find in favor of holding or stopping any deportation, which would require the Supreme Court to unravel it.
Oh, well, I'm sure they're ready at Court TV, Brad, for the next few years to cover this.
Well, you know what? As my wife always likes to say, it's always good when the lawyers get paid.
That's right. And you know what? I'm glad you said that, Brad, because I want your thoughts on a case that you and I think, talked about last time we spoke. It's about this case in Massachusetts where a man bought a $70,000 engagement ring. Okay, I mean, way too much for me. About a $70,000 engagement ring, and the wedding was called off. Now he went to court. One court said that it was a gift; she gets to keep it. Another said that no, it's his. Well, it went to the Court of Appeals in Massachusetts, and the new law in Massachusetts is whoever purchased the ring gets to keep the ring if the wedding doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Brad, what do you think of this ruling?
Well, you know, this is actually something, it's not new. It's gone back to law school. When I was in law school, we talked about these kinds of cases. But the Massachusetts Supreme Court rendered a decision just today that the $70,000 engagement ring has to be returned after the canceled wedding, because for two reasons. Number one, the man bought it, all right? And the man bought it. It was an implied contract saying this ring is yours, assuming that you move forward with the wedding. And so by canceling the wedding, the woman canceled the contract. And by failing to perform under the terms of a marriage proposal contract, then the ring reverted to the purchaser. It's very simple contract law, actually. It's I'm giving you this in exchange for you marrying me. And if you don't marry me, that voids the contract and I get the ring back. It's not that complicated.
That's Brad, this has been a topic on my 9 o'clock show in Buffalo. I know that's a great promo for it. This has been a topic, and me and my co-host disagree, and I've been saying exactly what you say. When I proposed to my wife, if that wedding didn't happen, the ring wasn't $70,000, but I would want the ring back. And I'm glad we agree on. I'm glad me and the law agree on that, because it is a contract. That's why you don't propose on her birthday or on Christmas, because then it could be construed as a gift
as opposed to consideration for a contract. That's absolutely right, Joe. You got it.
Oh, Brad, always great catching up with you. Look forward to talking to you again. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, my friend. Talk to you soon.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.